Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
find what you're looking for. Come see me in the VIP.
Put you on mute. Hey, Domare. This is
the first IQ question proposed tonight. Some monks have 30 days. Some monks have 31 days. How many monks have 28 days?
One.
That's your final answer?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. That was a nice comeback.
Look, it's not a little trick question, but it's not. All monks have 28 days.
All monks have 28 days, all of them. And guess what? Our reflex would say 1 month thinking about February. But all monks have 28 days. We're talking about our intelligence quota, folks. This is logic. It really comes down to logic. The next IQ question. If a doctor gives you 3 pills and tells you to take 1 pill every half hour, how long would it be before all the pills have been taken?
What?
If a doctor gives you 3 pills and tells you to take 1 pill every half hour, how long would it be before all of the pills had been taken?
An hour and a half. Take a pill every half hour. I don't know. What's the joke? 30, every 30 minutes. You had 3 pills, an hour and a half. What am I missing?
If a doctor gives you 3 pills and tells you to take 1 pill every half hour, how long would it take before all of the pills have been taken? 1 hour. If you take a pill at 1 o'clock, then another at 1:30, and then the last one at 2 o'clock, they would have all been taken in an hour.
Oh, because right? I don't ever do things on the hour, so I understand that question. You're right, but I never operate on the hour. I would have took it, like, in between, so I would have actually had to wait.
Folks, we're talking about intelligence quotient scores tonight. Have you ever had an IQ test? That's what we're talking about. Hit us up live tonight, PM Hama Radio Live. Hump Day Wednesday in the city, 917-889-3926. We'll be right back. Here's Wet Money. Sucker free.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning like, what's the hour? With money in my hands, I got all the power. Just kill another beat, so bring all the flowers. Staying sucker free while y'all still some cowards.
I say, what's the concept, man? He said, go in. Who should I shout out on the track? He said, no friend. Sucker free. Wet money. Chill out and no man. Cutthroat. Big redneck. Roseanne. Hello, my name's Chief, FBR, nigga, CMG, Rexville, Moody, like AMC, KP, anything for that wet money, I'm pushing, pumping, put a few O's in my budget, hustling, nigga, we stuntin', they can't do how we does it, every little step I take, can't come another hitter from around my way, wait, out of they league, this IV, nigga, fuck a bit, it's gonna get MPA, LL2J, USC, don't fuck with me, I be the dad up and down this street, cause I slip easy like an SUV, from the VI, Southeast side. All about my B.I. I will chill over these words. Booker Eli, and we ride like a G.I. Joe. You see my 357, nigga, we live. M.A.C. yeah, need it when they hate boy. Night of Virginia, the better understand, boy. I don't, you have, don't play, boy. Don't you touch, not me, boy. Rules, you better obey, boy. Say, boy, run with that boy. Only, boy, hey, boy. No days off, no break, boy. Here, expose the fake, boy. I set fire, see the spill. Burn the crop on your liar, fall. Practice what you preach. Quickly see your fire, quiet, gone. If you try, life for long, bullseye. Life for all, land, yeah. I am on thin, clean. Fight for come on. Keep talking bogus. Let's play, drop the token, the clock is rolling, time crisis, lock it loaded, clock is molding, wet money, pocket soaking, hit the rock off the block when the ops is open, I hear that open mess.
got this type of spoken. Run through the old Cam Newton, this champ is boasting. Flow for the whole East Coast, Atlantic Ocean. Sick of swim, not a bike floating.
Hey, that's what's good.
Wow.
Oh, wow. How would you even have to ask me that?
You know what? I'm not even sure why. Did you just make that damn score up? With, are you serious?
Yeah, I kind of made that up. Yes, I did. I have no clue what my IQ score is. I don't think I've ever even had it tested. I just know that anything like above a 140 or 145, something around there, is considered along the lines of a genius. So I'm going to put myself around a 145, 147. 147 sounds good. So that sounds good.
And you know what? Well, that would be on the extremely high end of the overall IQ normal curve. You can rank anywhere from, you know, I mean, and there's a couple of different standards or IQ tests. You know, I think one you can score like from 40 to 160. Another you can score like from 36 to 164. That's the low to the high end. Again, we're talking about IQ tonight. Hey, so let me propose these two questions that Dee Dee actually, one she got, and the other was a little tricky. So, Toya, here we go. Some months have 30 days. Some months have 31 days. How many months have 28 days?
They all have 28 days.
Hey.
Technically, because you have to have 28 days to get to 30 or 31. But if you're looking for just the one that has just 28 days and nothing past 28 days, then it's 1 month.
Right. So you're right. It's every month. All of them have 28 days. So good for you. So next question. A doctor gives you 3 pills and tells you to take 1 pill every half hour. How long would it take before all of the pills are gone?
An hour?
An hour. 1 hour before all of the pills are gone. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Domare, here we go. The next question. I went to bed at 8 o'clock in the evening and wound up my clock and set the alarm to sound at 9 a.m. How many hours of sleep would I get before being awakened by the alarm clock? I'll repeat that. I went to bed at 8 o'clock in the evening and wound up my clock and set the alarm to sound at 9 o'clock in the morning. How many hours of sleep would I get before being awakened by the clock?
You said it at 8. Wait a minute. You went to sleep at 8. And you set it for 9?
I wound up the clock and set the alarm to sound at 9 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning.
How many hours of sleep would I get before being awakened by the alarm?
Okay, Tony, what's that? I'm going to say 11.
What happened? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What happened now?
9 to 9 is 12.
Wait a minute. Say what happened. I'm missing something.
11 hours.
I'll repeat the question. I went to bed at 8 o'clock in the evening and wound up my clock and set the alarm to sound at 9 o'clock in the morning. How many hours of sleep would I get before being awakened by the alarm?
I don't know what time you actually fell asleep. I mean, if you're asking for the number of hours between the time you actually lay down your head to the time you actually set the clock, that's what, 13 hours? But I don't know if you slept for 13 hours.
I don't know how long you slept.
Okay, so check this out.
So what time did you actually go to sleep?
Which is
you laid
not
down
relevant.
At eight.
Yep, we're focused on the sleep, right? But and this is the whole key to really logical thinking, rational thinking, irrational thinking. The trick here is it's a wound-up clock. 1 hour. It was a wound-up alarm clock, which cannot discriminate between the a.m. and the p.m.
Well, today is 2011, and wound-up clocks can. Get out of here.
Yeah, they really can because, yeah, it's not. Because I have a clock that's not a digital clock that's wound up and that actually rings and it can serve for the whole 24-hour purpose.
Yeah,
like, I don't understand that. We need a,
yeah.
We need a updated question for 2011, not 1979.
Yeah, that was
get out of here.
You know what? I knew really? That was up because you kept saying wound. Who says wound anymore? Nobody wounds nothing. No, I knew it had something to do with this wounding thing.
That's exactly. Exactly. And that's the whole premise of intelligence quotient. You say a riddle. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of times that's really what geniuses are able to do. They're able to decipher what seems like a riddle for most people, with no problem, and then sit back and, like, you know, do that thing to their fingernails, like, you know, and polish their nails, you know, at the end of the day. Hey, traits of people with high IQs, individuals with high IQs are human beings just like everybody else, but their personality strengths and weaknesses are a little different. You know, at the end of the day, some high IQers are nice, you know, some are not so nice. And individuals, and those same individuals had the same idiosyncrasies, you know, just like the rest of us. Tonight, we are talking about IQ. How high is your IQ, or how low is your IQ? It really comes down to how smart are you, or how not so smart are you? 917-889-3926. This is our topic tonight. And I'm going to tell you, I think it's important because I find myself conversing with people that you think are smart or people that got it together until they really start speaking. And you start wondering, like, where did you graduate from?
Why don't I have a white
t-shirt on? Or you hear people's logic sometimes, and the logic is so sideways or upside down, you're like, for real? And at the end of the day, they are absolutely serious. 917-889-3926. Joe, I don't want to be a player. This is a throwback. Up next, Domare, live out of Chesapeake with Health and Wellness.
Don't want to be a player. Don't want to be a player.
All I need is one move. one who's really down.
Getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, Maybe I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
Things that you excrete, your waste production, it plays
a part in your blood. It plays a part in, like, everything. But what you can do as far as digestion, what you can do is eat yogurt. That's, like, one of the best dietary things that you can, all natural product that you can use to help align your body or align your digestive system and to get it into balance is to eat yogurt. If you're not big on yogurt, then you want to find an all-natural probiotic, and you can consult your doctor about that, and he can tell you an all-natural probiotic to help with any digestive issues, which in turn will help, again, with your skin. If you have any skin issues, if you have any other, like, stomach ailments or things of that sort, if you have any problems with your bowels or anything like that, it'll help. Drinking water is another all-natural product that you can use to help with your digestion, and also skin issues and fiber. Fiber such as whole grain.
What's in the yogurt? What's in the yogurt that actually helps with the digestion? Do you know?
Live bacterial cultures and acidophilus. It's called, it's like bacteria. It's live bacterial cultures that live in yogurt. I know it sounds nasty, right? I know, when I first heard it, to me, it sounded nasty. Like, my yogurt is alive. But it is. It's just live bacteria that, once digested or ingested, works with your own body's bacteria to create a better, a good balance or a good environment for good bacteria to grow.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Also, other things, again, that you can use, all-natural products. I know I've done a show before on oils that you can use. If you have suffer from dry skin or other skin issues, and you find yourself going through a lot of lotions. I know at one point I think I was buying, like, the most expensive lotion on the shelf to help with me and my daughter's dry skin. But, again, look towards your natural, all-natural oils, jojoba, apricot, grape seed, almond oil, hazelnut, coconut oil. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
God bless you?
Yes.
Okay. And those types of oils, not only can they also help your skincare, they also can help with hair and nails. Most oils are not only for skin, but also for your skin, your hair, your scalp, your nails, anything of that sort can help you. As far as other all-natural food items that you can eat, always go back to our grains. We want to stay with our fresh fruits and vegetables. One thing you can do to help to reduce lines and wrinkles in your skin, or to also help the loss of our collagen and the elasticity in our skin, is to lessen the amount of sugar we eat. You want to try your your sugar substitutes, and also you if you have a problem cutting down on sugar, which I know that I do, try to wean yourself off of it. Sugar substitutes really don't fly for me, but you want to get yourself to a place where you don't use sugar. And if you notice, if you take that challenge, stop or cut down on your sugar, you'll see a difference in your skin. You can see it'll much more elasticity in it. It'll look a lot younger as opposed to looking old and wrinkly. So, again, cut back on the sugar for skincare issues. I can go on. My list is, it's endless, basically. Watch the fats you eat. Monoglycerides and triglycerides are good fats, and make sure that you're eating flax seeds and cold water fish. Those things will help with skin, it helps with digestion, it helps with your heart, it helps with so many things. It helps with helps with your hormones and all of that, all of those things. So these are all natural alternatives that you can use to put on and put into your body so that, we know what we're doing to ourselves, and that, we can live a longer life. Thank you for joining me tonight for tonight's Health and Wellness segment. I hope I've helped someone. I know through all this, I've helped myself in abundance. So I hope I've helped the world.
You helped me.
Thank you.
You helped me, absolutely. All the way live from Chesapeake tonight, giving it for Domir Health and Wellness. Up next, Celebrity IQ.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Calm down, baby. Hold on. Talk, huh? Got a couple questions for you, Nelly. Let's go.
Take away.
WHAC, TMI on the Radio Live. The name of that joint is called Why. All the way live from Charlotte. Maybe she's with us. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's with us. Maybe she's not. Kilo.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I didn't need it. I'm good.
Ah, damn it. Black people. We got the angels hanging out with us. Toya live out of Newark. Didi live out of Chesapeake. You know what? CeeLo, hands down, is the hoodest host on this damn show. But we love her. Tonight we're talking about IQs. What is your IQ? Have you ever had an IQ test? CeeLo's having some technical difficulties tonight. She'll be joining us maybe soon. Hey, we are going to do something a little different, my friends. We only have about 38 minutes left in the show. Tonight, only on for an hour and a half. IQ is the topic. Hey, famous or celebrity, some of our favorite celebrities and their IQ scores. Now, what would you all predict our the president, the chief commander, what do you think his IQ score range is at? Just a guess.
115.
President Barack Obama. What do you say, Domia?
I would venture to say I'm going to give him a 137.
Well, it actually ranges between, it's believed to range between 120 and 130. 120 and 130.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So you would have won on the prices, right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she had the lower guess there. Now, Albert Einstein, who we know for a fact, we learned all throughout our education and history, he was brilliant. But guess what? He wasn't that smart in school. He really had a learning disability. But his IQ was really high. His IQ score was 160. Now, what do you think Bill Gates' IQ score is?
123.
I was going to say 125, Toya. Well, he actually, his IQ score is equivalent to Albert Einstein at 160.
Good. Oh,
at 160.
He's kind of bright. Yeah, he's just a little over my score. Yeah, just a little over my score. Yeah. I'm about a 147, so I can see it.
What do you think Muhammad Ali's IQ score is?
He float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Oh, 105.
105.
So I'm sure his IQ got to be 103. I'm going to go 110.
Well, he would appreciate the fact that you all, well, she said it already. He would appreciate that you all think, repeat it, Toya.
I can't remember what I said.
Oh, I thought you said 125.
No, I actually said 105, I think I said.
105, okay.
105. I don't think I said 125. No, I said 105.
Okay, and Domair, what did you say?
And I said 110.
110.
Don't say 66, parents.
Hey. No. I'm not going to say 56. I'm going to say 78.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we didn't get that one.
So
I guess we scored a little high.
Yeah, you rated them real high. So before we keep it moving, what do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger's IQ score is?
23. He's below the 23.
It's actually 135.
Shut up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so although he doesn't make good decisions, he's really fairly smart. Now let me try this again. I don't know if this makes my IQ high or low, but I'm gonna try this again. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give up, CeeLo.
We need to ask her what her score is. CeeLo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
CeeLo. Okay.
Your IQ score must be low.
We got it right this time. No background noise. Welcome, CeeLo.
Welcome.
Oh, CeeLo, welcome to the show, man. If you just joined, like CeeLo, welcome to Hump Day Wednesday, July 13th. Tonight's topic is IQ scores. What is IQ? The term actually means intelligence quotient. CeeLo, have you ever had an IQ test?
Some years ago.
How did you rate?
I'm a genius.
You're a genius.
Oh, my gosh,
genius.
So am I.
Yes, I'm a genius.
We all are geniuses.
I'm over 147. What are you, like 143, 149?
I'm like 172.
Oh, wow.
Come on now. At least I try to make mine believable. I try to make mine believable,
right,
CeeLo.
Hey, CeeLo. CeeLo, answer this question here. Some months have 30 days. Some months have 31 days. How many months have 28 days?
One. Oh, and
that's
no,
your final answer.
12 months have 28 days.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So here's one for the whole team. Divide 30 by half and add 10. What do you get? Again, divide 30. I have, add 10, and what do you get?
I said 25.
I want to divide 30 by.
That's 25.
Half of what? You
70.
Half of 30.
You divide.
Half of 30.
Wait a minute, you divide 30 by half.
That's
when you cut it in half, how do you divide it 30?
I do.
I'm just looking for an answer.
It's 25.
Okay, 25 is CeeLo's answer.
I don't have a number for that answer.
Figure it out. You can't ask a question with a question, so Domair doesn't know.
Oh.
So here it is. The answer is 70. Dividing.
I said 70.
Half,
you didn't hear me yell 70?
I did, and I'm giving the correct answer. So you were right. Dividing
okay,
by
I
half
told
is
y'all.
The same. So, Didi, here's the answer to your question. Dividing by half is the same as multiplying by two.
Two. Mm-hmm.
Now,
Didi, you know this. You are our mathematician, our accountant.
Wait a minute. What was the question again? What did I miss?
The question was divide 30 by half and add 10. What do you get?
Divide 30 by half and add 10, so it would be 70. Okay.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't like half of 30. It was divide, yeah.
Right, it was a wording. Right, okay.
Right,
we're
talking about intelligence, right? So here's another one. A farmer had 17 sheep. All but 9 died. How many live sheep were left?
Well, okay, say that one more time.
A farmer had 17 sheep. All but 9 died. How many live sheep were left?
9.
Right. 9.
You just gonna ride that train, huh, CeeLo?
No, that made sense. Like all but 9 died. How many were left? So I'm like, it's 9. All but. Yeah.
Go ahead. What you 175, Madam CeeLo Boston 175.
Madam Boston.
I know, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, I said it was years ago. Yeah. But look, no. How about this?
And got the answer.
I am so smart.
Thank you very much.
If you didn't notice, I was the first one to answer. I'm sticking with my 1.7 for my IQ. Thank you very much, people.
Hey, it's 11:01. We'll be right back. Coming up, Entertainment and National News.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
See, this right here, what happened when you fuck up? Sherry, Kia, this for you.
I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. See, when I met you, I was on some mud shit, fucking your sister and your friends on some mud shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, 'cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I looked in your eyes and lied 'cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry kiss won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it, I made my decision, and you made yours, it ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it, but I can't. So now I just sit back and think, damn. I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone and you tell me about your day. You even talked me out of killing boy from round the way. And on my birthday you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight kush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Shit, now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad when you finish, you ain't had them tears. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug, nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. And hear that purple roar that drove and then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call 'cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. 'Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine.
I'm on the radio live. I get high, and if you get high, it probably means that your IQ is not that high. At 11:04, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight, it's a 10th floor in New Orleans. Sarah Palin, what do you think Sarah Palin's IQ score is?
Bueno.
About 100.
About 100? Domare? Don't know? Don't care?
I don't think she has an IQ. She's low.
Well, the reality is, Her IQ is a little difficult to obtain, but we do know that she's a college graduate with a bachelor's degree in journalism, minor political science, you know. So at the end of the day, and she's the governor of the state of Alaska, so her IQ has to be at least 125 or higher. So I think we don't like Sarah Palin, therefore, you know, we kind of write her off a little bit. But the lady is pretty smart at the end of the day. She talks stupid. I think she's, like, real hillbilly-ish. But her IQ is thought to be about 125 or higher. How about Rudy Giuliani?
I think his IQ might be high. He's a very intelligent man.
82. I'm going with 82. Put him around 82.
No, man.
I feel 100. And 10.
110. It's actually 123.
Shut up.
Yay, I won the first
one. 123. 123.
Yeah,
Giuliani.
He does a lot of speaking engagements. And, like, the master speaker, oh, my gosh, they come to the Hampton Coliseum, like, every year almost.
Right. Yeah, he's on that tour.
Yeah, he's on that tour with Zig Ziglar and, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's a great motivational speaker, really is.
Yeah, he's not bad at all. Entertainment and national news, live out of Charlotte. Give it up for C. Entertainment in national news coming live out of Newark, Delaware tonight.
Good afternoon in the morning, Todd. The Associated Press reports that Obama warns the GOP leaders, don't call my bluff. He's starting to get a little hood on them, y'all. He told the Republican congressional leaders today that they must compromise quickly if the government is to avoid an unprecedented default. So he's pretty much saying you guys need to come to terms on something, or somebody's not getting a Social Security check come the first week of August. So we'll see how that plays out. Also, I'm not sure if you guys heard about this earlier today, there were three different bombings just minutes apart in Mumbai, India, I believe. Killed about 21 people, wounded about 140 or more people over there. Although no one's really claiming to be behind it, of course, everyone suspects that it actually has to do with, you know, terrorism or what have you, the terrorists. So we'll see what comes of that. I'm not sure if you guys heard about the 8-year-old Brooklyn boy that had been missing for a day and a half or almost 2 days now. But in Brooklyn, there was a boy who actually was lost. He got lost while he was walking home alone from his day camp in his Orthodox Jewish neighborhood. And when he asked a stranger for directions, the stranger kidnapped him, killed him, and dismembered him. They actually found his remains stuffed in a trash bin and in the man's refrigerator. And the way they were able to figure all this out is they actually found a tape, you know, a video footage of this man being seen with the little boy. And he pretty much admitted to it. So, you know, he's an Orthodox Jew himself, and I don't know what the story is behind it. I think it's been reported on CNN and the Associated Press. So, you know, really, really sad that a little boy asked for directions and he ends up not just killed but dismembered. So remember, keep your kids close. On to entertainment news. I'm not sure if you guys have heard that Jay-Z and Kanye West have been working on a project, although it's not due to come out until next year, I believe. Their new project, Watch the Throne, they say has been completed. That should be really, really hot. We'll see how that turns out. But it's completed. They have enough songs, or more than enough songs, to release the CD, the album, but it won't be put out until next year. Media Takeout and also TMZ, they're reporting that Nicki Minaj claimed that her boyfriend beat her. They have a
police report online. We don't know if that's, you know, a real one or a falsified document. However, that's what's being reported, that they got into some type of altercation outside of a hotel pool area about text messages and her wanting to read his phone. The argument carried on and went up to the hotel room, and that's when they actually got physical. She has since come out and said that they weren't arguing, they weren't, you know, in any type of physical altercation, and he didn't put his hands on her, but, hey, who knows? If he did, she might want, you know, choose somebody else to be with. And that's pretty much all that I have for you guys this evening. Standing in for CeeLo out of Charlotte.
Toya, live out of Newark with Entertainment National News. We only have about 19 minutes left in the show. What up, Coop? We'll be right back.
You know what it is. I wanna bring it. You feel real good, too. Go ahead and bring it.
Love me for this.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are on WHAC, and we're happy to be here. It's 11:15. That was LD. I like it like that. And tonight we're talking about IQs, and we got our resident host on the line all the way from GP is Pooh.
What's going on, TM Hyman family?
What's cracking, homie?
Ain't nothing much. Hey, bro, y'all talking about 19 minutes left of the show.
Hey, yeah, man, we out of here early tonight, bro.
Oh, man,
right.
See, I don't like that.
What's your IQ? Coop, do you not know what your IQ is?
I don't know.
Never been tested.
I mean, I've been tested, but I never really knew what the score was. I remember we did the, you know how when you're in school, you did all those little tests and everything? And they would do the different tests, the math and everything. They would do math, English reading, and they do the IQ test. Well, I did the IQ test. And you might not know this, but I used to get in a little bit of trouble in school.
Oh,
and
really?
one day the principal called me to her office and asked me what the hell was my problem. It was just me and her in the office. And I said, what you talking about? She said, because I'm always hearing your name. And today we get the test results back, and I hear your name again. And she was like, this is when I was in junior high, and she was like, I placed in the top five. And I was like, what? I was like, I was all excited. I was like, where would I place? And she said, I ain't going to tell you because you want to know. And that's all I knew.
And you never got the score. All right. Well, you know,
nah, I never even worried about it.
Well, it must have been high because if you getting in trouble, she's like, you too smart to be getting in the trouble you getting in.
Right.
But I mean,
right.
I understand because my dad was like, he was like, yeah, you got good grades when you showed up to school. I said, yeah, pissed the teachers off.
All right, cool. Gotta make
a new side. Say what's up to the world. Say what's up, world.
You said what's up, world.
Yeah, on air.
What's cracking? What's cracking?
Let me know, it's Boston.
Hey, what's good, Boston? Far away, man. Yo, we playing your song, bro. We like that.
Oh, good luck.
Send us
good
some
luck,
new music,
bro.
Man. Yeah, send us some new music.
Yeah.
Tell them about the Celtic Pride.
Oh, yeah, you know, Celtic Pride, you know, we got the Far Away, Downfall, a lot of my tracks featuring my friend Bing, you know, we have my friend Will, Jordan, Saranyu, the whole PLE clique, you know, Peasant Lifestyle, Royal Living Entertainment, you know, that's what my my group is called, so, yeah, that's about it.
And we will be getting
since CeeLo is just going to cut through our damn conversation and do a plug, Boston, what's your IQ, bro? You ever had an IQ test?
Nah, I've never had that.
Never had an IQ. So, Boston, check this out. And we're going to let you answer first, and then we're going to give it to Coop and then pass it off to the Angels. If you had only one match and entered a cold and dark room where there was a oil heater, an oil lamp, and a candle, which one would you light first? I'll repeat the question. If you only had one match and entered a cold and dark room where there was an oil heater, an oil lamp, and a candle, which would you light first? We're going to get an answer from Boston, and then Coop, and then the crew.
I say oil lamp.
You would like the lamp first. That's your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, Boston, stand by. Cool. What would you like first?
I would probably do, it's kind of hard between two, but I probably would do the candle, use that to light the lamp, and then take the candle and light the oil heater.
Okay, and that's your final answer.
The candle. You know, dark rooms, I would light the candle and then the oil lamp, and so then you could turn the heater on. You need the oil, right?
Domare, your answer.
I'm going to need you to repeat the question. I was on mute.
The question is, if you only had one match and entered a cold and dark room where there was an oil heater, an oil lamp, and a candle, what would you like first? We're talking about IQ tonight, everybody. Intelligence quotient score. What would you like? Stop
what
trying
would
to
I
buy
like
time.
First, I would like the candle.
the candle. Toya, final answer.
Hold on. The first time you said a cold, dark, and damp room.
No, I just said cold and dark room. Cold and dark room where there's an oil heater, an oil lamp, and a candle. Which would you light first?
None of them.
So what would you light first, Toya?
None of them.
None of them, but there's an answer. What's the answer?
I wouldn't light any of them.
She burned the room down.
That's right.
He lighted
burned
the roof
first.
Off that mother.
So you want to stay in the dark?
Burn the roof off that
mother. Who said that? Who just said that's Domare?
The yes, light the match
the
first.
Match. The match first, my friends. You light the match first.
But how do you... Oh, wow.
Dee, go ahead. You were thinking long and hard on that one, baby.
Hey, yeah, she's been thinking hard. It took her 10 minutes to answer the damn question.
She was like, Dee, I got it, I got it.
Okay,
no,
so here's another real easy one. Take
that's
two
crazy.
Apples.
That's how I was thinking. I thought that was
what
automatic.
What do you have?
Yeah, I thought that was automatic that you would like the match.
Nah, get out of here. Yeah, right. Get out of here.
Seriously, because you say you got one match, so I'm thinking, okay, that's the only you got the one match already. So if you like
so
the
what
candle,
would you like first? You like
you
the match.
Next
question. Take two apples from three. What do you have? Take two apples from three. What do you have?
Three what? You're taking it from three what?
Two apples.
You take two apples from three apples, Coop. Get out of here.
Okay, I'm just making sure you play. Y'all playing word games.
Then one.
That's all it is, word games.
Then one.
But it really comes down to logic and comprehension. So somebody said two apples. Who was that?
CeeLo,
you said two apples. Cool. How many apples if you take two from three?
Take two from three?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be careful with y'all. Y'all getting shady.
I know, right?
two apples from three.
You take two apples from three, you got one on one side and two on the other. That's my answer, because I'm like, where am I taking them to?
Right, okay.
We got one in our hands and one in our pocket.
Boston, you still hanging with us, Boston? How many apples would you have? You take two from three apples.
He's not with us. He's not with us right now.
All right. Hey, Domare and Toya, two from three apples. How many apples left? Here Domare go again with these long.
I got three apples. Wait a minute,
I thought Toya was going to answer. That's why you got two. You take two. You got three apples and you take three. I mean, you got three apples and you take two from it.
Take two apples from three apples.
I still got three apples.
Well, I mean,
okay, so
I still have three apples.
Okay, Toya, how many apples do you have? Since Dee Dee has three and CeeLo has two.
Well, Dee Dee has three, and I took two of them. I have two. I don't know what you
have. Hey, it didn't say somebody took them and went away with them. It just said you took. It could have just moved to the side. I'm looking at it like it's a
word
game.
That's why I said I got two on one side and one on the other.
We sound like a bunch of dummies.
Hey, a bunch of people with some low IQs.
A bunch of dummies. This don't make no sense.
Hey, look, we got to buy our IQs just to get in the door. Good grace.
CeeLo talking about 175. I'm talking about 147, and we can't even figure out how many apples we have.
So the correct answer is two apples. There's two apples left if you take two apples from
Dee Dee. Yeah, because I took two. Apples. See, I was right. Mm-hmm. I took my two from Dee Dee. I don't know what she had.
How many apples are left? Two.
Okay,
hey,
I got a question.
I needed to cover myself
because
this word game is getting too crazy, so I don't know.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
Why is it that at the ESPYs are tonight, And all the black athletes are there with blonde hair, blue eyed girlfriends, and Derek Nowitzki is there with a black girlfriend. What's going on?
And she's cute too, though. Isn't she cute? Aren't she from Germany or somewhere?
Hey, nah, she's from like Switzerland or something. But that's all right.
They're engaged now. Aren't they engaged now?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think they're engaged.
I mean,
now.
He got that check in his back pocket, so they might be.
I know that's right. So you still
good. Hey, but look, when I become a first round draft pick, I'm gonna give me an Armenian.
you know
who I met? Kim Kardashian and her family.
Oh my God. You know what?
Hey, we've got to go to the next half hour. This is like too crazy. We got to keep it going, yo. We just go ahead and go for the entire time on this program tonight, everybody. 917-889-3926. It's Hump Day Wednesday in the city, July 13th. We're talking about our intelligence quotient score. Or the lack thereof. So check this out. How many animals of each species did Moses take with him on the ark?
None, because Moses wasn't on the ark, it was Noah.
Right, exactly.
Moses already
died.
Yeah. What are you talking about,
Terrence? I'm sitting there thinking like it was Moses' ark? It wasn't Moses' ark.
You were confused, weren't you, too? You thought you were reading the wrong Bible, didn't you?
We might not have a high IQs, but at least we read the Bible. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, killing myself. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had a nails, no defeat, put her in and shoot your three. Captain of my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Nolly hooping to her, lay it up and knocking jumpers down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hawk, slip. And got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. You send you your plan. Time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now. You gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 Killing my style. I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Cleats lace undefeated, baby screaming shouts. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She gets the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 Killing my style. I got you like
wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy, don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit it yet. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. B-Train, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on the jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game ends. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad. She like, take me out the game,
yo. Boy, I'm you. I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game code. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
PM Hyman Radio Live, thanks for joining us this hump day Wednesday. That was Put Me in the Game. Can't remember who that
Bell.
Song is.
Bell.
That's Bell. Tonight we're talking about IQs. Tonight we're talking about IQs and how smart everyone here on the show is. So I just want to know. Oh, we're all there.
I'm smart, we are.
Okay. We're all scoring at least 142 and above. So you guys, George Bush, what do you think his IQ is? The big dummy. The one that can't even figure out how to open a door. Y'all remember that,
17.
Right? You remember those news clips?
17.
So what do you think his IQ is?
17.5. I'm going to say that he's probably just a little smarter than Muhammad Ali at 78. So I'm going to give him a 78 and a half.
No,
78 and a half.
That dude, let me see.
That dude?
That dude?
That dude?
I don't have no respect for that man.
Come on, man. You
can
be former President Bush. That dude, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to give him lower than, I'm going to give him a lot. I like that 23 number. We're going to go with 23.
Coop, what you got on it, Coop? What's the number?
I'm going to be generous. And since I can't say 420, I'm going to say 42.
Oh, my God. I would have said about 100, but, y'all, his IQ is like 125.
125,
wow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hello?
But is that on the curve? Is that on the curve?
Yeah.
You don't believe it. Who took that for him?
Laura, you know Laura
did
that.
Yes. Okay. Just because he can't open the door does not mean he can't excel in other areas, CeeLo.
You know how to pull a trigger.
Whatever. It's the same person that took that test to get him into Harvard. His father.
Exactly.
That check his father wrote.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes. Hold on. What's his dad's IQ? If it's the same, that's, you know.
well, daddy was pretty smart, to be quite honest. You know, he's a racist, but I think he's pretty smart.
Yeah, I'll go for that. However, I bet you they got the same one. Tell me, they just copied it.
Humpty Wednesday in the city, July 13th, everybody. We got the crew. We bugging out tonight talking about our intelligence quoting and scores. 917-889-3926. Got a couple more questions for the crew because we are bugging out tonight. Hey, a man builds a house with four sides of rectangular construction. A man builds a house with four sides of rectangular construction, each side having a southern exposure. A big bear comes along. What color is the bear? Let me repeat the question. A man builds a house with four sides of rectangular construction. Each side having a southern exposure, a big bear comes along. What color is the bear?
Who knows? Did you say what color he was?
A black bear.
Black bear.
He didn't say the color, so he had to tell me.
He said
a man was building a house.
Right,
yeah.
He's a big bear. He's talking about some rectangular architecture. I don't know what's going on.
These are the same riddles my daughter does.
The key there, my friends, the key there is southern exposure.
Right, so I said black bear.
You say black bear.
Yeah.
That's your final answer?
I say hot
That's
bear.
That's my final answer.
You say a hot bear?
I say a hungry bear.
I don't know anything about bears.
It's actually a white bear.
Why?
So
were we in the South Pole?
Yes.
Well, that's stupid. That's a stupid question.
An igloo.
That's just stupid.
There's no white bears in the South Pole. It's in the South Pole.
The igloo. They built the igloo.
That's exactly what was
in
built.
In the South Pole, though?
He didn't say the
Southern
South Pole.
Southern exposure, rectangular shape. Okay, scratch that. Here's an easier one for my...
That wasn't hard.
My team with their high IQs.
That's right, 147.
I know that's right.
And if you drive a bus with 43 people on board from Chicago and you stop at Pittsburgh to pick up 7 more people and drop off 5 passengers at Cleveland to drop off 8 passengers and pick up 4 more, eventually arrive in Philadelphia 20 hours later, listen to this. What's the name of the driver?
Greyhound.
Or Amtrak.
Oh, my goodness.
It's tired.
The name of the driver is tired.
Yes,
tired. The name of the driver is tired. Hey,
yes.
If you drive a bus with 43
people
on board.
It's LaToya. The name of the driver is LaToya.
Hello? You said the driver LaToya?
Yeah, the name of the driver is LaToya.
Because guess what? Because the driver is you.
Hey, go Toya, go Toya, and I'm tired. Go Toya, go Toya. 147, baby. I am so smart. It's a shame.
I see. Hey, I don't even know what to do with you now.
What is the purpose of IQ scores? At the end of the day, social scientists studied the distribution of IQ scores in populations really to determine job performance and income for a lot of folks. But back in the day, IQs were really used to determine if people had special disabilities or special educational needs. That's really what initiated IQ scores back in the day. It's turned into something different as far as just assessing overall. I'm not sure if it's really beneficial at the end of the day, but I think it's a real good determining factor to help you understand whether you are a logical thinker, a critical thinker, or you just have a problem thinking at the end of the day. 917-889-3926. Hey, this has been a real, real... serial killers even have IQs. I mean, a lot of serial killers. Very, very high IQs.
They're so smart
and
crazy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you all remember David Berkowitz? Do you remember the name of David Berkowitz?
Yes.
One of the guys who thought he was Jesus.
And had all of those people to kind of follow him, and they killed themselves. His IQ was actually 118. 118.
No.
We all know Charles Manson. Who want to take a stab at what Charles Manson's IQ score was?
I say
140.
140.
140. Coop, what do you think?
He was a serial killer, so it was probably really high. Probably like 180. I don't know how high you can get.
109.
Well, the reason I gave him so high was because, first of all, he was ingenious to get somebody to kill for him. It wasn't like he paid them. He didn't even pay them to do it.
Yeah,
but he talked him into
That's the work of a genius right there, huh, C-Lo?
That's not what he did.
If I can get you to kill, I can get you to do anything.
Right. It's like, what?
This one, this serial killer, we all know, and if we can remember his story, he actually lured people, specifically men, which really says to me he was a genius. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Is that Bundy?
He was a genius because Jeffrey Dahmer was able to lure black men, white men, Latino men to his house. Even though I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that they were homosexual, so, you know, that's how he was able to lure them there. And then he chopped them up and ate them and refrigerated them for years before he actually got caught. So what do you think Dahmer's IQ score was?
About 120?
Yeah. I'll ride with you on that one.
You say 120, Toya and CeeLo? Cool.
Yeah.
What do you think Dahmer's IQ was?
No, 130. Dominic was luring them dudes in there with sex.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Domare, what's your final answer?
125.
Dominic's IQ.
125.
It was actually 145.
Whoa, he was a genius for real, huh?
Yeah,
he's right up there with me. Right up there with me.
So you about to eat somebody, huh, Domare? Domare, you about to eat somebody?
Well, that's Toya.
No, that's
Toya. Toya, you about to eat somebody?
No, I don't like that type of cuisine, but yeah, 147. Yeah, he's right under me, but I'm not crazy. No, I'm just smart. He's very intelligent.
That's what all crazy people say. I ain't crazy. Did you see them purple elephants?
Purple elephants. Hey, IQ has everything to do with intelligence, memory, attention, focus, speed, language. All of those elements are essential aspects of the IQ. Again, it's Hump Day Wednesday in the city, everybody, July 13th. Join us on Friday inside the Friday Night Cypher, 10 p.m., and again on Sunday, 7 p.m. Who do we have on Sunday? We got a special guest on Sunday, don't we, CeeLo?
Yes, we do. We have... Hold on. What, this coming Sunday? No, we don't.
Yeah. So we have our grandma coming back.
Yes.
Dr. Dumas. Okay.
Yes.
Coming back next Sunday to hang out with us. Dr. Dumas wrote a book that, what was the name of the book? Do anybody remember?
Bitter Inheritance was the name of the book.
Bitter Inheritance was the book. And a movie has been produced off of it in the works, featuring a whole bunch of superstars like Marla Gibbs. We know Marla from Howard Hewitt, and a host of others. We also have Kathleen Bradley, who was the first black woman to ever work with Bob Barker on The Price is White. On The Price is Right. Kathleen Bradley will be hanging out with us as well. So we got some folks coming up on the show. So again, hang out with us. 917-889-3926. Hump Day Wednesday in the city, talking about IQs. I just lost my thought. My IQ is fading right now. Here's Monica. Tell me if you still care. We'll be right back. Team Hyman Radio Live.
Radio Live, that was Monica. Do you still care for me with my low IQ?
Hey, you know what? The show is coming to an abrupt end with 9 minutes left. Hey, I want to kind of flip it right quick. Thanks, everybody, for rocking with us tonight inside Hump Day Wednesday. Again, join us back 10 p.m. Friday inside the Cypher. We got some artists stopping past on Friday, so come back and check us out. Hey, real quick, there's a congresswoman out of Minnesota running for president 2012. Her name is Michelle Bachmann. I received an email earlier this week in reference to something that I think is an interesting topic, and it was recommended as a topic, and I'm not sure when we're actually going to schedule it, but within the next week, it's going to be a show topic. Michelle Bachmann's husband claims that he can cure homosexuality from anybody who's homosexual. He has a cure for him. And so the email pretty much is like, you know, this should be a topic, because the question is gay a disease? Is homosexuality a disease? Is being gay a disease? Or are you born that way? Is Mr. Bachmann really able to cure people? Or he's just out of his mind? So, I mean, the question that I'm asking you all is, you know, is homosexuality a choice, or is it a disease that people can be cured from?
Have you heard him talk? Have you heard him talk the way he talks?
No, I have not.
You got to hear him talk. He's one of them gay Republican closet homosexuals. They're scared, and you know, so he gotta be mad at gay people because he's gay. I'm for real. I mean, first time I heard him talk, I was like, this dude is talking bad about gay people, but he's gay. And then I was watching Bill Maher the other night, and it came out that Cher had put a thing out where she was saying the same thing, and they were playing him talking on the show, and they all were saying it, like, everybody except for Ann Coulter was laughing, like, yeah, he's got to be gay.
He can't be gay because his wife is against gay marriages.
Shoot, they probably got an arranged marriage.
Wife?
I know.
Who is that? Bachmann? Michelle Bachmann, right?
Yeah. Michelle Bachmann. Yeah, she's a
They probably have an arranged marriage.
Probably so. Ain't no telling.
I thought it was interesting.
But hold on, though. Again, the cure, though, you didn't say how he was curing it. How did he propose that it get cured? What was that, Karen?
He would take it to the strip club and make it rain.
Yeah, what's the cure? How do we cure that? Homosexuality. How do we cure that?
I haven't done any research on it. I just thought it was an interesting I thought it was an interesting email that I received. But I think, you know, ultimately, you know, the answer was, you know, like a therapist, prayer in the Bible is pretty much how he can cure, you know, homosexuals of the disease. You know, so.
Okay, this is my thing.
So I'm going to go pray for that?
I don't see. The reason why I don't, that I believe when people say that they're born gay or whatever, the reason why I believe that so strongly is because, first of all, when a baby is first formed, everybody starts out as a female in the first place. Point blank.
What?
Period.
Let's say this topic for a longer time period. We got 6 minutes.
Well, when I'm
saying, you know what, and again, this is not to discuss the topic, but as we're winding down, and again, we'll bring this back as an official topic. I just thought it was interesting and wanted to get some perspective before we wrap it up tonight. Again, tonight's topic was about IQ. If you have missed it, you've missed it. You got to go back and check out the podcast. We've actually been cracking up all night because I'm not sure we have high IQs on this damn show, and it's quite embarrassing.
No, I do. I have a 1.7. I've made that very clear. I don't know what you're talking about, Terrence, but I have a 1.7, and I am very smart.
That's your position, and you're sticking with it. And I'm good.
That's right.
You
answered the majority of the questions correctly.
She the on-air serial killer.
That's right. I will cut your ass off.
That's the only way to exceed you to be smart. You got to kill somebody.
Right.
No.
So, again, thanks for rocking, everybody. Again, see, this is my deal. Michelle Bachman alone, she's a wackadoo. You know, she's whacked out of her mind at the end of the day. So, clearly, you know, her husband can't fall too far from the tree, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, come on. First of all, if you're going to use a platform, you know, I think there's a better platform to use. I'm with you, Coop. You know, anybody who actually steps out, you know, out of the blue talking about something like that, it's like Eddie Long. You know, Eddie Long was on a crusade against homosexuals. A crusade.
Right. Right. You know why? Because they try to get people's attention off. Okay, how about this? Who's the best criminal? The best criminal can prove to you that they didn't do it by telling you that they did it. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody who speaks out about something so strongly, 9 times out of 10 is to get the attention off of them. Because it's like, okay, if I down that, no one would ever think that I would like that. So in case anything comes out, because I'm quite sure he's been threatened before that, you know, that they were going to tell. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like he just dealt with one or two people. You know, this is some overtime thing. So why not speak out against it? It's just like the ones who speak out against child abuse, but they're the ones putting their kids in the headlock. You know, so,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Next
word, 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 word. Hey, last minute comments, shout out, feedback, everybody. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Inside Hump Day Wednesday, what's your IQ? Hey, if you're really trying to figure out what your IQ is, you can actually log on to a website that will actually help you to determine your IQ. It's onlineiq.com. Just Google online IQ. Online IQ. Test yourself and see where you stand when it comes to your your understanding, your smartness, your intelligence. Again,
and you can take a bunch of these crazy tests.
Yeah, take a bunch of these crazy tests and figure it out. Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Angels, take us home. Cool. Appreciate you, bro.
All right.
Whatever you do, do it well. Da-da-da.
Be a blessing.
And I do offer tutoring services for anyone who needs help in any subject. Bless.
Good night, everybody.
C4 is the squad, yeah we drop bombs. I be busy doing other things.
I got a nice crib, but I need a house with a couple wings. On the balcony, blowing trees, you and me. I might pull over just to get your phone number. I'm a bone jumper, I'm a dome addict. I gotta have it by now, it should be automatic. Ask my man if he remembers them bras. They was French, talking about some type of menage. But come on, side by my dime, je m'appelle J. Voulez-vous coucher with C4A? Never mind, man, them bras is faking. Hit me up the next day, I might call me later. Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Talk radio show. Talk radio.